Streaming has gotten way too complicated, but you can hack the system with Prime Video. It has everything in one app with one password. See Roadhouse and the National Women's Soccer League, both included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report Sports add-on. Or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. Prime Video. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/Amazon Prime for details.
Being a chef means keeping your cool in the kitchen. And with Resi Priority Notify and Global Dining Access through my Amex Platinum card,
right this way,
it's nice to try someone else's food for a change. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Black Buffalo Zero products are intended for adults age 21 and older who are consumers of comparable products. If you're an adult age 21 and older who dips, I want to tell you about Black Buffalo Zero pouches. What are they made of? Pretty simple. Cured edible green leaves, food-grade ingredients. Most importantly, there's no nicotine or tobacco. All proudly made here in the U.S. So if you're 21 and older and want to learn more about Black Buffalo Zero, head over to blackbuffalozero.com to learn more. You can buy their pouch online, ship directly to most states. Black Buffalo Zero, zero nicotine, zero tobacco, 100% ritual. Thanks for listening to the Herd Podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday on Fox Sports Radio at noon to 3 Eastern, 9 a.m. to noon Pacific. Find your local station for the Herd at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching Fox Sports Radio or FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
All right, it is a Friday. We are live in Los Angeles. It's the Herd, wherever you may be and however you may be listening. Thanks for making us part of your day. 1 hour from now, off another winning week, the Blazing Five. We've had a very good last month after a brutal opening week. Now we're on a roll. It's separation weekend in the NFL. The fakes, the frauds, from the fearsome, the foundational. J-Mac, you know, you and I love Fridays. Julian Edelman stops by today. Also, the trading deadline is Tuesday. Yeah. So this is a very, very important weekend for a lot of these teams. Tampa could be one of them. Reality smacks them in the face, and it's like, hey, we can move some parts now, not be as viable. Get back in that quarterback derby. What do you say?
I like where your head is at on that one. I also hope I see the Packers, Lil Wayne's Packers, in the Blazing Five today. Are we going to see that?
You're not going to see the Packers in the Blazing Five. You will see the Jets, though.
Ooh.
And I want to start with this. The NFL, as of last night, probably Miami-Philly, get to that in a second. This is the start of the honesty season. The star quarterbacks, the deeper teams, the better teams, physicality-wise, often the better coaches separate. It's over for the posers. It's like dating. You go 4 or 5 dates, she thinks the world of you, you're really cute and charming, and then she realizes by the 5th date, you're telling the same 4 stories, the same 3 jokes. Right? Like, reality, she's not interested. You're getting very small sample sizes early in the season with ideal weather. I'll take an example would be Baker Mayfield. Baker Mayfield in the first 4 weeks was one of the best quarterbacks in the NFL on third down. He had 140 passer rating. He had 5 touchdowns, no picks. Small sample size. Last 3 weeks, no touchdowns on third down. 50% completion rate. Passer rating 70. Not picking on Baker. Now we get the truth. Now the posers, now the warm weather quarterbacks. Now it gets cold and windy. It's harder. People have more film on Baker with the Bucs and Jordan Love with the Packers and Desmond Ridder with Atlanta. Now you're going to start to see the truth. Last night's a great example. The star quarterback with the star receiver, the emerging star tight end, the better O-line, the deeper roster, move the ball up and down the field. Shouldn't have been that close. Tampa had one good drive. Best throw of the night was probably their Hail Mary. And that's what it was. Buffalo should have won by more. So Buffalo, for all their issues, is not a poser. They're disappointing. They're underachieving. But that's a big-time roster. Edge rushers, star receiver, star quarterback. O-line's actually better than it's been in previous years. Star safety. Star. Good players. Tampa? Who are we kidding? For about an hour, they led the division. So I think you're going to see it. It started with the Bucs last night. Watch the Rams and the Cowboys. The Rams been fooling people. A little bit of a poser. You're going to see Dallas hammer them this weekend. You know, the Jets and Zach Wilson, they've been feisty. The Arizona Cardinals, they're a tough out. I believe last night is the second game of the honesty season. I think it started last weekend when Miami faced Philadelphia. And Miami's that warm weather team. We called them the fake Gucci loafers. They lease the speedboat. Tell her it's hers, theirs, it's mine. Own it. No, you don't. And all of a sudden, you looked at Miami. They had one good drive in that entire game against the Eagles. The Bucs had one good drive against the Bills. Now, I think Miami's more real. Miami can be a playoff team, but Philadelphia's built. November, December, January, February football. Buffalo is built. November, December, January football. They may not beat the Chiefs, but they're built for it. Cold weather team, strong arm, big quarterback, good edge rusher, playoff experience, deep roster. Buffalo's built for this. Tampa, it was a good story, but it's not a good team. Started with the Eagles-Dolphins. That was the beginning of the honest season. Posers, move aside. And last night, the baton from the Eagles-Dolphins. The nice stories will go away, and the nice teams and rosters will surge. Here's Baker after.
Losing three in a row sucks. There's no way around that. It's just it's a feeling. So, but we showed fight tonight. That's the one thing that, you know, we can hang our hats on.
And they deserve credit for early season success. The trade deadline now, again, is Tuesday. So if you're Tampa now and you know reality, one good drive against Buffalo. We got Baker, they got Josh Allen. Like, what do? You start moving pieces. So watch a team like Tampa start moving a piece or two. Tennessee's already in. Tennessee's already moving people. Tennessee's already acknowledged we're not going anywhere in the AFC. We're not good enough offensively. We're not good enough at quarterback. We don't have a deep enough offensive roster. Derrick Henry's getting old. Contract's about done. Maybe it's time to move him. So you're going to start seeing the honest NFL. We saw it Philly-Miami. We saw it again Buffalo-Tampa. So how about Dame? 39 last night. So down the stretch last night is exactly and precisely why Milwaukee got Dame. A minute 13 left, 30-footer, bang, and he ices it. Now, the Bucs are going to be smaller with Dame. They won't be as dominant defensively. But if the biggest team in the NBA won championships all the time, the Sixers would have all sorts of trophies. Defensively, you don't have to be the best team. You need shot makers late in games. You need a Steph. You need a LeBron. You need a Tatum. You need a Murray, a Jokic. That's what you need. 3 minutes left. Lillard had a and one. He had a 30-footer. He had free throws. Thanks for flying, United. Good night. That's why they got him. The last couple of years, the Bucks have been big and rim protectors and dominant physically. And they look slow. Dame gives them some twitch. That's what they need. They can be a little smaller. They don't have to be as dominant defensively. So much of sports, let's be totally honest about this, because most teams don't win a championship. So much of sports is all of us trying to convince ourselves B guys or A guys. Anytime I'd criticize Chris Middleton, come on, you don't know what you're talking about. Did you see him on the floor with Dame last night? 39 points and six. He's already on a minutes restriction. If Chris Middleton was an A, then Giannis wouldn't have threatened to leave. The minute, six possessions, Dame Middleton on the floor. That ain't close, bro. You're not going to build around Daniel Jones. His backup, Tyrod Taylor's better than he is. Stop convincing yourself B guys or A guys. Because when you get Dame on the floor with Giannis, you score, I score, you score, I score, you score, I score. It's late, give me the ball. Boom, 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 and one, three, free throws, bye. That's what an A looks like. And by the way, Dame wanted out of Portland. Why? He liked his teammates. They were B's. Giannis, I'm leaving unless I get more help, gets an A. So for it to be, it literally, they'll get better. It did feel a little bit like your turn, my turn, your turn, my turn. Chemistry is going to take some time here. But when you watched Dame last night in the fourth quarter, late in the game, that's why you went and got him. There's not 10 guys in the world playing basketball. You got your Luka, you got your Steph. There's not 10. Maybe there's 6 and Dame's one of them. I need a basket. I need a big 3. There, I'm telling you, folks, the number of people, it's Steph, it's Dame, it's Luka, that list gets really short really fast. And so the reason Dame left Portland and Giannis was about to leave Milwaukee, now they play together, and you can see it instantly. Who cares if they're not as big or not as great defensively? And they won't be. Who cares? They will be a better team with 3 minutes left. Here's Dame.
It was definitely different, you know. When I come here, it kind of feels like a road game, you know. Right now, it's like I'm looking around like I'm the new guy, you know, even though I've been in this league a long time. I came here to be a part of winning, and, you know, I think I've started to settle in, you know, just by how I've been embraced and, you know, what the team is saying to me behind closed doors.
You know, I know people sometimes bristle at my love for mobility. Wasn't that fun last night? Like, solved a problem. Portland's going to be fine, just not this year. Like, Milwaukee for years has been talking themselves into stuff. But Giannis is now getting to the end of his prime. Probably has about 2 more prime years. Then he's an older player. Steph is out of his prime. There are things they can do. There are things they can't. So Steph needs things that he didn't need 5 years ago. And Giannis is about a year away from needing things that he can't do what he could do 4 years ago. Right? Like, Giannis is still in his prime, but that 5 or 6 jet fuel years, just like LeBron. LeBron's been trying to pass that baton to AD for years. He just won't take it. So that last night is why you make the move. And the chemistry will get better, but you took a little away on the defensive side in size. But what you get at the end of games, more than worth it. And you saw it in game one. All right. Speaking of the Lakers, we have that. So J-Mac earlier this week, and he throws stuff out there, but occasionally he lands. And he had an idea with the Cowboys and Derrick Henry of the Titans. And I think it's really smart and really possible. And I think it may happen. And I want to talk about that next. This is something to keep your eye on, because top of the hour, I have my Blazing Five. But we also have a former GM, Steve Keim. And we're going to give him 5 or 6 players and ask him, trading deadline Tuesday, where do they fit? I got news for you. This is the weekend. Tampa Bay lost last. If Tampa Bay wins, they're still convincing themselves, we got a shot to win this division. They didn't. They know how they stacked up. They couldn't move the ball. Tampa's going to move some pieces. And should. Tennessee's already moving pieces. We'll talk about the Cowboys next, because I'll show you why the Derrick Henry move makes a ton of sense. The data bears it out.
I have a great parlay for you this weekend thanks to DraftKings Sportsbook. Let's have some fun. New users, please use the code HERD when you download the app. It takes about 90 seconds max to download it. Now my parlay picks of the week via DraftKings Sportsbook. Jags -2.5 at the Steelers. I like Pittsburgh, but they've been outgained in every game. Jaguars are a bit undervalued. I think they win by about a field goal to 4 points. I'll take the Jags. Saints +1.5 at the Colts. Derek Carr's been struggling. He's hearing about it. There's too much talent not to beat a backup. Colts come out of a very, very trying, difficult, physical game against Cleveland. I think they pull back. I'll take the Saints +1.5. 49ers at home -5.5 against the Bengals. I like Cincinnati, but they're winning and being outplayed. 49ers in a bad mood after 2 road losses. Come home and lean on them. I'll take the Niners by about 10. Jags, Saints, Niners. You want to take the Herd parlay? Check out DraftKings Sportsbook. New users, the code is HERD, H-E-R-D. When you download the app, have some fun.
21 plus in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Eligibility restrictions apply. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369. See show notes for full details.
Hi, it's the Herd. The NBA playoffs are heating up, and so is the action at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app now. It's easy, 90 seconds. Use the code HERD, H-E-R-D. That's code HERD for new customers to get 150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Only on DraftKings, the crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or in West Virginia, visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY-467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas, 21 plus, age varies by jurisdiction, void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.co/bball for eligibility and deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Thank you to our friends at Panini America, the official trading cards and NFTs of the 2024 Colin Cowherd Show. Panini America delivers a premier collecting experience with the most sought-after NFL, NBA, FIFA, and WNBA trading cards. Whether you're chasing rookie sensations or collecting timeless legends, Panini's got it. Panini America is also breaking new ground in NIL, featuring some of the biggest names in college sports. And now newly minted first-round picks like number one overall Caitlin Clark, Angel Reese, J.J. McCarthy, Michael Penix Jr., and more. If you're into cutting-edge digital collectibles, don't miss Panini's NFT platform at nft.paniniamerica.net with some of their first opportunities to collect this year's rookie class. Whether you're a collector of physical cards or a digital enthusiast, Panini has you covered. Check out their most popular brands like Prism, Select, Donruss, and more, including Panini Instant Cards celebrating the biggest sports moments on cards right after they happen, such as Draft Night Instants. Visit PaniniAmerica.net or download the Panini Direct app today. Panini America, the official trading cards and NFTs of the Colin Cowherd Show.
Welcome back. So I think the Dallas Cowboys, I call it separation weekend. You saw it with Philly and Miami, the cold, physical, mean, big, strong team pull away from the guys at the beach. You saw it last night. Warm weather Tampa comes up to Buffalo. Big separation. Shouldn't have been that close. I think Dallas handles the Rams this weekend. Rams have been doing it on coaching, smoke and mirrors. They don't have much punch offensively. They don't have a very good offensive line. So the Cowboys are going to thump the Rams, in my opinion. And the Rams, reality sets in. They may make moves at the trade deadline. I think it's possible, maybe not probable with McVay. But Dallas is going to be on cloud nine. We don't need anything. Wrong. Dallas is good, and there's an argument of the third best team in the NFC. Argument. Not a bad argument. But we know there are two teams that they don't match up well. San Francisco and Philly. Let's just take San Francisco. The last three times Dallas has faced San Francisco, same story each time. The Cowboys are 0-3, Dak's lousy, run game disappears, Dallas averages 13 a game, and Dak is really bad. 57% completion rate. Passer rating at 60. What could the Cowboys use against San Francisco? Because you got to get through them to get to the Super Bowl. A dominating Zeke in his prime. Zeke at the goal line. Pounding number one running back. Improves time of possession. More running. Less reliance on Dak. Better play action pass opportunities. Zeke left, and you can say what you want about Zeke. Dallas suddenly has gotten really bad at the goal line in short yardage situations. As Greg Cosell pointed out yesterday, Tony Pollard has a purpose, but it's not as a number one back.
I think they need to do a really good job schematically in terms of their use of personnel, their formations. They need to understand the defense they're playing against so they can anticipate it well and run route concepts that specifically attack it. Dak needs in some ways to be set up for success. And I think if they can do that, then he can be effective. I think he still needs to be the driving force of that offense, Colin. I don't think they have enough with the run game. You and I both like Pollard, but I think we probably both agree that he's not a feature back in a strict sense. You can't run your offense through Tony Pollard.
You can run it through Derrick Henry. Tennessee is open for business. They just traded their Pro Bowl safety. They're going to start one of their backups here. Like, Tennessee is open for business. The Jags are winning that division, and the Colts and Houston are better. Tony Pollard's a two, a dynamic home run hitting two. That's who he is. Now, we haven't seen a lot of Dallas against a healthy Jalen Hurts, but my point is San Francisco, we know how it turns out with this current Cowboy roster, and Philadelphia is basically the Niners with a better quarterback. So to me, last year of Derrick Henry's contract, he's available. Jerry Jones said he is willing to take a big swing.
I'm by nature active, and I'm by nature a risk taker. So don't come by unless you want struck at. We will trade. There's no mistake about it, or we will make a deal. And it's certainly got a high bar because I like our team.
We know what Dallas looks like. We know what the Cowboys look like when they face San Francisco. I have the last three games. They become very reliant on Dak. He ends up stinking. And they have to run the offense through somebody else. Make it easier for Dak. Throwing on second and five, third and one. That's when Dak, especially at home, tough as nails. He's a good home quarterback. Not when he's trailing, though. He can't play that way. He's become very reliant on CeeDee Lamb. They need their Christian McCaffrey. Think how good San Francisco was. Think about how good San Francisco was. And they're like, we need another big piece, McCaffrey. Think how good Philadelphia was. We need another big piece, A.J. Brown. McCaffrey's been a star. A.J. Brown's been a star. Now, Derrick Henry's not in his prime, but he is still very, very good and serves the purpose of what Dallas needs. This is one to keep your eyes on. J-Mac suggested it earlier this week, and I think it's spot on. J-Mac with the news.
No.
Turn on the news.
This is the Herdline News.
Let's go to the Niners, Colin. This is an interesting situation here brewing for Brock Purdy. So we know he entered concussion protocol on Tuesday. Kyle Shanahan admitted he showed some symptoms of a concussion on the flight home Monday night. Okay? So everybody said, oh, Sam Darnold's in, it's over. Well, this is an interesting thing that's happening. Purdy practiced yesterday.
Yeah.
Okay? He went through some drills. He's allegedly at stage four or whatever of this concussion protocol. He's not cleared, but it almost seems like they're trying to force him through that concussion protocol him for the game.
Okay, so let me ask you. When a player has a severe concussion, and I don't know enough to have a big opinion, you can see it on the field. But if nobody noticed it with the Niners until the flight home, was it very, very mild? Is that the case? Not all concussions are equal, I imagine. Not all injuries are equal. Not all shoulders, backs. Are concussions all equal? You'd have to talk to a brain surgeon.
Yeah.
But if you don't notice it until the flight home,
I'd say that's even more dangerous.
It could be. I don't have a strong opinion on it. But my takeaway when you tell this story is, when you see a quarterback falling over, a running back wobbling, that's severe.
Right.
A pro athlete can't stand up. I watched that game. Yeah. I never noticed it. I watched every play of that game.
Yeah,
so
is there such
thing as very, very mild concussion?
That's the problem with brain bruises. Like,
you don't know.
You just don't know. So you err on the side of caution. And the situation with Tua last year, NFL doesn't want any more of that.
Yeah,
like,
yeah, yeah.
They strengthen the concussion protocol. There's a big test for the NFL right here. If they so I've looked it up, and there's some discrepancy if anyone has been put in the protocol and played the same week. And a lot of people said no, but then there was a lineman who was in the concussion protocol on Sunday during a game and then played the following week.
Yeah.
But this is like a Tuesday entering the protocol.
Yeah.
Listen, we want to protect quarterbacks, okay? Right. We saw Tua last year. I don't want Brock Purdy out there, maybe concussed with no Trent Williams against a Bengals defense
that
has a good
rush.
Front four, and like it could get dangerous.
Yeah,
I
think with brain injuries, brain bruising, you always err on the side of caution. Sam Darnold's a more than competent backup. He's probably one of the more talented backups in the league the last couple of years. So I would go with Darnold. But I'm trying to talk through this thing. I didn't notice it, and I watched the whole game. Usually concussions you can see. I mean, maybe not an interior lineman, but for a skill player, a quarterback, you see it.
Okay, and again, you couldn't see anything, but Purdy made two throws in the fourth quarter
that were bad.
After the concussion. Not just bad, like into coverage over the middle. Like, people have isolated it online. Like, Brandon Ayuk on that second pick, back shoulder throw was there for him, like inside, right near the red zone. Purdy just missed it. I don't know. He threw into like three dudes middle of the field. I hope the Niners do the right thing here, but the line going up to 4.5 makes you wonder if somebody on the inside knows something, because this was down toward 3 when Purdy was ruled out.
I would guess Purdy's going to play then if the line's back up to 4.5.
Next up, Deshaun Watson's shoulder injury. A lot of plot twists and turns so far this season. I know you're passionate on this story, Colin. Watson seems like he's had enough of the speculation. He kind of went off about people questioning his desire to play.
Why wouldn't I want to play? I just worked my ass off for 2 years to get back to playing. So why wouldn't I want to play? This is what I've been doing since I was 6 years old. So why wouldn't I want to play? I see the same things. I see all the narratives, this, that, the third. I mean, all that stuff is just trying to call controversy and commotion. I mean, none of those national people know me. They don't talk to me. So why would anybody listen to any of that stuff? All that is speculation. So if it ain't coming from me, then all the other is bullshit, so.
Well, yeah, but a lot of stuff did come from you, and we didn't believe it, and it was a legal issue, so we don't necessarily trust your word. That's a fair thing for me to say. I would not say that about Patrick Mahomes or Joe Burrow or Lamar Jackson or Jalen Hurts, but with Deshaun, I haven't trusted him. There have been legal issues. There's been deception. So I'm sorry that, you know, us national guys have an opinion, but this story from people close to it, Eric Mangini lives in Cleveland, used to coach the Browns. It's getting weird. Is it not weird?
So sometimes in the absence of information, you know, we create theories and we come up with ideas of what could be going
guilty
on.
Guilty as charged.
Right. It's okay to sometimes say we don't know. I don't know what's going on. Why have there been 3 different diagnoses for his shoulder in the span of like 5 weeks? Like, what's going on? I don't know. I'm not a body language expert, obviously, but if you watch that video, Deshaun Watson's like leaning back and forth. He seemed very uncomfortable with those questions.
Yeah.
You know, you stand at the podium, you just stand there. Deshaun Watson's like moving around and swaying. I don't know what that means, but he just didn't seem comfortable with whatever's going on. Like something's happening.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's okay for us to acknowledge we don't have the answers here, but I'm going to throw a theory out based on some things I see. That's okay, too. You can do that. I'm not the New York Times here. I'm talking about football. That's all I'm talking about. This isn't serious, like, real world stuff.
Our final story is another very random quarterback NFL story. Kyler Murray, Colin, he's been removed from the injury report. What's happening? This doesn't obviously mean he's going to start against the Ravens, but I don't know what's going on in Arizona. Like they cannot. I looked the schedule up. Are you ready? There's no way they're throwing him out there behind this offensive line against Baltimore. I don't think that would be smart in his first game back. Well, the problem is next week he's in the dog pound in Cleveland. You're not putting Kyler Murray in cold, crummy weather against arguably the best front four in the league.
There's not a lot of great offensive lines. Okay, so this idea that you can't put him in behind this bad O-line. Josh Allen's been behind a shaky O-line for
Josh
years.
Josh Allen, 6'5", 230.
Well, you and I are on opposite sides on Kyler Murray. I am willing to tolerate some of the stuff because I think he's really uniquely gifted. You are not. I'm okay with that.
No. He's gifted. I will admit that. I don't want to tolerate the other stuff going on behind the scenes.
In a very good division, a couple years ago, he carried them to the playoffs. This is a talented guy. So and there's very few people on the planet who play the position and have a gift, and we know who they are. There's like 6 of them, and he's one of these guys that does stuff nobody else can do. He reminds me of a twitchier Russell Wilson in Russell's prime, and I think he throws a better ball. So I want to see him play.
Okay, so I just wanted to look up the pressure rate and the blitz numbers from the Ravens. It's not like top 10 or anything, but I just... You paid him a lot of money.
Yes.
Okay, he's missed a lot of games.
All right.
He's coming off an ACL. If you put him out there against the number one team in the herd hierarchy, and he gets injured again, I mean, you're totally screwed.
I look
at it. Oh, by the way, reminder, next week, Cleveland, On the road, outdoors, gross weather.
So let me take a different perspective. Baltimore blows out Detroit, travels, comes back down to earth. Kyler Murray plays, is magic, and they pull off what happens every weekend in the NFL, a shocking upset. And then he goes to Cleveland. The Deshaun Watson situation goes even further sideways, and they beat P.J. Walker and the Browns. I mean, I look at Kyler Murray as the key that can open the door to wins. The idea that I don't, by the way, I do not have it in my Blazing Five.
Right.
I don't love Baltimore this week. I think it's very feisty and close.
Okay.
And by the way, they got no film on Kyler Murray, so they're sitting back there in Baltimore. They don't even know what to look at or what to expect.
They got multiple years of film, but you're right, new offensive coordinator. Hold on, you just said open the door to wins.
Wins.
Do you want to win right now if you're Arizona? What are you doing?
Time out. I got my quarterback.
Oof.
There's no guarantee that Drake May, we're not the worst team in the league. They've had too much fight with Josh Dobbs.
Whoa. Time out. They have fought, but they currently are number two in draft pick because they're awful.
They're going to win with Kyler. They're going to win four or five games with him.
Wow.
And so they're going to draft like eight, and they're going to go get the best left tackle or the best tight end. That's who they're going to get. They're going to go get Brock Bowers or Penn State's left tackle. And by the way, star quarterback, star weapon, or star left tackle, Arizona's going to be just fine.
I don't know.
They got a lot of picks.
I don't know if we could do deals this far out, but I would be willing to place a significant wager with you that in 3 years, Drake May is a better quarterback than Kyler Murray. I was certain.
I'd be careful.
Why?
Kyler's pretty good.
He was okay for 1 year.
Oh, good God.
Come on. You really are high on Kyler
Best high school quarterback in the state of Texas history.
10 years removed from high school.
Best college quarterback when he played.
He was very good.
And took Arizona in that division, a really good division, to a playoff berth. They fired the GM. They fired the coach, the GM, the owner.
You're the guy who likes traits. Justin Herbert, give me all those traits. Patrick Mahomes, love him. Who are the other? Josh Allen, strapping dude.
You know what I like?
You're hitching your wagon to a 6 foot, 195 pound like jitterbug.
I'm not saying I like him as much as Lamar or Mahomes, but you know what I like beyond, along with traits?
He throws a beautiful ball.
No, when I go to Vegas, I used to take my son when he lived in Vegas. I liked magic. And Kyler Murray is one of six guys in the world that plays the position, maybe seven, that have magic. That you see something you don't see with anybody else. His elusiveness, intuitiveness, there's magic with him. I don't love the video game stories, but I'm not a video game player. I know guys in their 40s that do it. I'm not it.
I want to do it. I'm not really allowed to.
I don't have time for it. So,
you know magic is fake, right?
Some.
Smoke and mirrors.
Some of
just
it.
The misdirection. Eventually people figure out magic.
Magic is illusion, and illusion is magic.
Hey, can we... Hey, remember to ask Julian Edelman about the Patriots and Kyler Murray when he's on later in the show. I'll never forget the game plan Belichick had. Totally, totally bottled up Kyler Murray. And you were like, ooh, is this guy any good? That's how good the defense was.
We're on different sides on this. I like magic. That's why Caleb Williams, to me, I see magic. Very few guys. A lot of guys can complete passes. Do you see? Is there any wow with Kyler? There's wow. And I'm going to give a guy with wow more and more chances. That's all I'm saying. J-Mac with the news.
Well, that's the news.
And thanks for stopping by.
The Herd Line News.
I have a lot of stuff today. Blazing Five, top of the hour, off another winning week. I shouldn't have bet the Niners on Monday. Brock Purdy on the road against a better quarterback. I shouldn't have done that. On me. Mistake. Uncle Colin. Sometimes your uncle, your favorite uncle, makes a big mistake. Should have been 4-1. I was 3-2. But the picks this week, this is not only a separator this week in the NFL from the good teams from the posers. It's a separator for the guys who make picks because it's a hard week. You got to go into the trash bin, the dumpster, to get some of these picks. You got to bet teams you don't love this week. That's the kind of week it is in Blazing Five. It's not going to be all the glitzy, fun star teams. You got to go dumpster diving this week in Blazing Five. There is value in the dumpster this week, and I'm very excited to go into the dumpster gladly for a couple of my picks.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Herd weekdays at noon Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio, FS1, and the iHeartRadio app.
Two NBA insiders podcasting twice a week to plug you right into the NBA grapevine.
all happening in only one place. This League Uncut, the new NBA podcast with me, Chris Haynes.
And me, Mark Stein.
Join us as we team up to expound on everything we're covering, hearing, and chasing.
Listen to This League Uncut with Chris Haynes and Mark Stein
on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables. Ooh, yum. And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notify, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Hi, it's The Herd. The NBA playoffs are heating up, and so is the action at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. Teams are knocking on the door of the conference finals, and DraftKings Sportsbook has you covered every step of the way with same-game parlays, live betting, odds boosts, and so much more. Don't miss out. As the NBA postseason winds down, it's fantastic. Super easy to get started with DraftKings. If you're a first-timer, really easy. Try betting on something like a team to win. Go to DraftKings Sportsbook's app, select your team, and place your first bet. It's that simple, really. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app now. It's easy, 90 seconds. Use the code HERD, H-E-R-D. That's code HERD for new customers to get 150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Only on DraftKings, the crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or in West Virginia, visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas, 21 plus, age varies by jurisdiction, void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.co/bball for eligibility and deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
Thank you to our friends at Panini America, the official trading cards and NFTs of the 2024 Colin Cowherd Show. Panini America delivers a premier collecting experience with the most sought-after NFL, NBA, FIFA, and WNBA trading cards. Whether you're chasing rookie sensations or collecting timeless legends, Panini's got it. Panini America is also breaking new ground in NIL, featuring some of the biggest names in college sports. And now newly minted first-round picks like number one overall Caitlin Clark, Angel Reese, J.J. McCarthy, Michael Penix Jr., and more. If you're into cutting-edge digital collectibles, don't miss Panini's NFT platform at nft.paniniamerica.net with some of their first opportunities to collect this year's rookie class. Whether you're a collector of physical cards or a digital enthusiast, Panini has you covered. Check out their most popular brands like Prism, Select, Donruss, and more, including Panini Instant Cards, celebrating the biggest sports moments on cards right after they happen, such as Draft Night Instance. Visit PaniniAmerica.net or download the Panini Direct app today. Panini America, the official trading cards and NFTs of the Colin Cowherd Show.
Tonight on Fox, the Fall Classic begins. Corbin Carroll leads the D-backs in their fight for the crown, while Adolis Garcia and the Rangers look for their first title in World Series history. Coverage of Game 1 of the World Series begins tonight at 7 Eastern, 4 Pacific on Fox.
I'll take the Rangers. I mean, they beat the Rays, they beat the Orioles, they beat the Astros. They haven't lost a road game. I'll take the Rangers.
I put some pizza money on Garcia to win the MVP, like a plus 550.
Right.
He has 20 RBI in the postseason. Huh. Guys, I'm mashing.
So the Lakers beat the Suns last night. Suns were shorthanded, so there wasn't much to take of the game. But there was one thing to really take from the game. So breaking down the game, who cares? But LeBron's 38. Going to be 39 soon. He's in year 21. For 3 years, LeBron has been trying to pass the baton to AD, and he won't take it. In crunch time last night, who got the ball? Who carried him to a win? Now AD had 30 and 12. He fills that puppy up every night. But make no mistake, the Lakers waived LeBron's minute restriction against the shorthanded Suns in game 2 at home. They waived it. The minute restriction. Remember, that was the talk. LeBron didn't love it. LeBron played every minute of the fourth quarter. That is insane. But here's the truth. After two games, when LeBron's not playing, the Lakers are minus 36. And when he does play and he's on the floor, they're plus 29. That is exactly what they are. They're going to win a lot of games. But when they face the Celtics, who have their two best players in their prime, or the Nuggets, who have their three best players in their prime, Lakers going to be relying on really, really old LeBron. Like I said, I've come to terms with what AD is. I don't get frustrated anymore. LeBron's been trying to pass him the baton for 3 years, and he won't take it. Now, the Lakers will win games. AD's a top 10 player when healthy. LeBron is still great. Restrict his minutes. Give him the ball late. They have very good depth. I think Darvin Ham's a really good coach. But once again, let's just be honest, you're seeing it two games in. They've waived his minutes restriction. I mean, it was KD, everybody else. KD was unbelievable. Don't have Beal, don't have Booker. That's not a game you got to waive the minute restrictions on. So, LeBron after defending AD, which I've just come to terms with who he is.
We don't give a shit about criticism about AD. We don't care. Nothing bothers us. Nothing. AD doesn't care. I don't know if guys have figured that out. AD does not care. He's not on social media, so he doesn't see none of the crap. He rarely talks unless it's us. So we don't give a shit about it. And he definitely doesn't. He's going out and do his job, and we're happy to have AD.
Notice LeBron's bigger, thicker as he comes into a season. Look how big he is. Check in about 3 months. The cardio, he'll shrink a little bit, but he is ready to go for the long haul. But just know, he played every minute of the fourth. He's going to be 39. So AD will fill out that box score. He'll give you good defense. It still runs through LeBron late. All right, so I'm going to give you three stories. I've been on this Michigan thing. Blazing 5, top of the hour. Dumpster diving, top of the hour, Blazing 5. So CJ Stroud, boy, what a good young quarterback he is, former Buckeye. Said, yeah, I kind of had an idea when I was at Ohio State. They were kind of, may have had some plays. TCU, according to sources, knew of Michigan's sign stealing. So they used dummy signals to dupe the Wolverines. That's funny. That's gamesmanship. I like that. Nick Saban said this week, there's no reason for us not to allow speakers in players' helmets. So if this just constitutes this scandal, this scheme, iPhone, SeatGeek, scary. If it constitutes change, it's a win. It really is a win. College football has always, and they have an older fan base. So the college football fan base is older than the NFL. Major league fan base, way older than the NBA. So college football and baseball have to be dragged into the present. I mean, how long did it take Major League Baseball to use the replay review? Little League World Series was using it. So college football guy is all about the past. Baseball guy, seamhead, all about the past. They can't talk the sport without bringing up Mickey Mantle. That's fine. Is what it is. That's the culture. But the NBA and the NFL, my two favorite leagues, tend to be into innovation. So think about this. College football. As far as we can tell, the top five programs, just the top five, generate $1 billion in annual revenue. There's 130 teams. So the sport generates somewhere between $5 and $8 billion annually. And they use like signs on the sidelines, not headsets. Signs with Pokemon pictures, emojis, crying Jordans. I'm not trying to drag college football into the future. Hell, I'm just trying to drag them into the present. I'm not asking you to be a hipster. Can we just drag you into the present and use a headset? NIL, screaming and kicking. Transfer portal, screaming and kicking. College football playoffs, screaming and kicking. Clock stoppages, screaming and kicking. A lot of old people love college football. I'm older. I like it. But I'm not going to defend baseball or college football for being stubborn. So yet again, we have an incident where this reminds us how outdated this is. And as Joel Klatt pointed out earlier this week, they could go to headsets tomorrow. It's an $8 billion annual revenue sport. They could go to it tomorrow. But everybody's doing what Michigan's doing to some level. They may be going over it. It may be more turbulence than a little bump here or there, but everybody knows about it. Everybody's doing it. And if this just creates change, I've said this years ago. This is something that's kind of behind, it's in the weeds, so I won't spend too much time on it. But the NFL has always treated its sport like a TV show. They often go to networks and suggest things. Networks have had to go to college football and to baseball and say, you're underachieving. Let us control it. Do you notice Fox has had a big say in the Big Ten? College football on our network is up 12% this year, that show, the big noon kickoff. Why? Because we said, we're going to tell you, we're going to give you some money, but we own a big chunk of this, so we're going to kind of control stuff and drag you into the present, and it works. And by the way, USC, UCLA, Oregon, Washington, everybody's saying, oh, network TV is controlling it. Yeah, guilty as charged. Watch the ratings keep going up. If we depend on college football to grow, for those of us who love it, it'll never grow. They would have California had to pass a law to give us NIL, transfer portal. All the old heads, players shouldn't be able to transfer. Coaches did. Players shouldn't get paid. Why? That's why I go to watch games. I don't go to watch the coach. So college football's always had an old fan base like baseball. Both are great. I'm not dissuading anybody from watching. I love college football, and this isn't the most compelling World Series ever. But be careful about saying it's not going to be good. Arizona's been the shock of the world, and Texas is blowing past the best teams. Could be a great World Series. But if this constitutes change, I'm there for it. You know, it's funny, last night, I'm sitting around. What Michigan is doing was legal until 1994. So I went and looked at the AP poll, final AP poll, 1990, 91, 92, 93, 94. And I looked at the teams. Then I went the rule change, right, where the big schools didn't have an advantage scouting. And I looked at the AP final top 20 in 95, 96, 97, 98. You know what I noticed? It's all the same teams. It's all the big powers. Alabama, Oklahoma, Notre Dame back then. It's all the same schools. Alabama. At the time, it may have been a USC or a Washington. It was all the same teams. It's not changing outcomes. It's not changing outcomes. TCU, according to a story, used it to dupe Michigan. So, Joel Klatt this week on the biggest issue with sign stealing in college football.
Why are we in this gray area where everyone's saying, like, no, this is actually rampant, but no, they kind of went over the line. So, like, well, why are we in this? Well, we don't have audio in the helmet of the players in college football like we do in the NFL.
Yeah.
Well, why is that? Do you know why, really why, we don't have audio in the helmet of the players?
Why?
Coaches. They all say to each other, oh, yeah, sign stealing's a problem. We need to do something about it. Then they go to their AD and they're like, no. We sign steal. So don't change the rules. What's the fundamental reason why we're in this scenario in college football? Is because we don't have an overarching governing body. We don't have a leader.
That's right. And that's been, I've said this about, the reason UFC took over boxing. Dana White, a centralized leader willing to make tough decisions. Whether you or I agree with him, strong chin, big swings, defiant leader. Boxing didn't have it. Just a bunch of promoters, self-serving promoters. It's why the NFL continues to separate from college football. Roger Goodell, leadership, singular voice, decisions made through the top. So there's no question that headsets, I mean, it's embarrassing that in an $8 billion annual revenue sport, you can't even use what the guy at Jack in the Box can use in the drive-thru? We can't get a headset? I mean, give me a break. So I'm sorry if I'm not outraged because you can't figure out how to use the same thing I order Chick-fil-A through every day but Sunday. I mean, that can't be that much. Blazing 5, feeling good, next.
It's Freddie Prinze Jr. and Jeff Dye back in the ring. Wrestling with Freddie makes its triumphant return for an electrifying fourth season. Hey, Jeff. Are you ready to rumble our way into an all-new season of Wrestling with Freddy?
You better believe I have. I've been practicing my body slams, and I'm jacked.
All right, don't go injuring yourself now. We'll be highlighting the best stories and matches of the week in wrestling from AEW, WWE, and have one-on-one talks with the best talents in the world of pro wrestling.
Listen to Wrestling with Freddy on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Big Take from Bloomberg News brings you what's shaping the world's economies with the smartest and best-informed business reporters around the world.
We cover the stories behind what's moving money and markets and help you understand what's happening, what it means, and why it matters every afternoon. I'm Sarah Holder.
I'm Saleha Mohsen.
And I'm David Gura. Listen to The Big Take on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Saleha Mohsen, and I've covered economic policy for years and reported on how it impacts people across the United States. In 2016, I saw how voters were leaning towards Trump and how so many Americans felt misunderstood by Washington. So I started The Big Take DC. We dig into how money, politics, and power shape government and the consequences for voters. With new episodes every Thursday, you can listen to The Big Take DC on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.